Yeah, they did.
Are you a soprano?
I'm alto.
Alto. So you're in the back. Mm. Ha!
Next week.
Oh, it's great. You love it. I did that for a long time. Until that year I had the surgery. And the only reason I don't do it now is it is a commitment that I don't feel I can have. Because frankly, when my children or when I have guests here who haven't been for a long time, giving up my Sunday morning, I just can't do if they're just here for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a kind of a prerogative of old age. There are a few, and that was one of them. I was, frankly, the head of the whole, Gretchen will tell you, I was the altar guild lady for a long time, and so I don't have any responsibilities there right now, so I'll just go. I'm glad you went. Didn't you like Father Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What brand of religion were you brought up in?
I was brought up Lutheran.
Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised. And there's not so much difference between the Lutherans and the... There's close, I guess... Yeah, they're pretty close. Well, that's lovely.
I have one more question for you.
Yeah? I'll try.
If you could change anything in the world, what would it be and why?
Anything in the world?
Yeah.
I would like to change... the American view that we can intercede and do anything in the world. I think the reason that the Islam world feels the way they do about us is because we have been pushy and so on. I think we ought to learn how to not be that way. I think the fact that the Islam world and the Christian world seem to be, and the Jewish world seem to be at loggerheads with one another, is all wrong. I think that we should all pull back and just let everybody be as they would like to be. And I really, really believe that we are part of the problem, that we as a nation are part of the problem. That we are a bit aggressive when we shouldn't have been. We're arrogant. We think we know more than anybody else. And we're not liked in a lot of places in the world. I don't think that's the fault of the people where we're not liked. I think it's the fault of our country. So if I could go back, I would tell George W. Bush he should not have bombed Afghanistan. I would not have been in Iraq. And I woke up this morning and I heard that we were establishing a naval presence in Australia, and I'm thinking, why are we doing that? Why? And I haven't researched the answer for that yet. But that my reaction was, look, we got enough problems right here. We should be solving our problems here, and we should be turning our efforts to loving one another in the world rather than dropping bombs and being a naval presence. That's a very big thing, but that disturbs me more than anything. I know that by the end of my lifetime, it's not going to have changed very much, and I find it very distressing. I have traveled in many Islam countries, not many, but enough to know that those people, by and large, are no different from we are. They worship differently, but there's a lunatic fringe everywhere, and unfortunately the lunatic fringe is what we've seen. We saw 9/11 certainly, and I understand why people feel the way they do, but I don't think it's right. So that's where I am.
Thank you, Barbara, for your time.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure. You digressed quite a lot from old Cooperstown.